You also went sick? Or? We try to find out what it is that made devotees sick. And do, any idea? Ach so. Ach so, aber der,
ach so, ja. Ja.
Let us see it as purification. All the bad things had to come out. Sivanga, let us see it like this. And please come back to the project very soon. That you don't think, oh no, this is too intense. Oh, Krishna, I'm sorry. I'm just tired, but this is normal when you don't sleep. Hare Krishna, good. Manohar, do you wish to... Could you make the lamp, then it's a little... We need light. Light and candles. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopidana Vallava Hiri Varadhadi Gopidana Vallava Hiri Varadhadi Yasodhanana Brajajana Ranjana Yasodhanana Brajajana Ranjana Chamuna Tiravana Chari Chamuna Chira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Dunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopidana Vallava Giri Varadhadi Gopidana Vallava Giri Varadhadi Yasura nanana prajajana ranjana Yasurananana Rajajananandana. Tamunatira mana dadi. Tamunatira mana dadi. Deya dadha madhava sunyabi hadi. Deya dadha madhava sunyabi hadi. Deya dadha madhava sunya vihadi. Deya Prabhupada Ujaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jila, Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jila, Prabhupada. Maybe you can sit where the others sit, please. So, Hare Krishna, Gaurav Bhavani, I think you are at the... Please make it a little louder because I'm a little weak now. This is always a little... When it has so much weight, I think we need to... No, the point is this always goes down because of the weight.
He's missing the thing.
Yeah, no. You have to take this one and then balance it a little. Thank you very much. Yes, das macht das Leben leicht. Danke. Yes, very good. Very good. May I just say one thing before we start? I just would like the following devotees to come right after the lecture to me. Ananda Kishore, please come right up, and Shishtikat and Gaurav Bhavani, kommt ihr bitte auch gleich im Anschluss an die Vor. Ich werde es aber vergessen, ihr müsst euch dran erinnern, bitte. Someone, a devotee from Switzerland. Bhagavati, kannst du? Later, I will immediately go to the translation. My dear friend, if you are indeed attached to your worldly friends, do not look at the smiling face of Lord Govinda as he stands on the banks of the Yamuna at Keshighat. Casting sidelong glances, he places his flute to his lips, which seem like newly blossomed twigs, his transcendent body bending in three places appears very bright in the moonlight. Purport. This is a verse quoted from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in connection with practical devotional service. practical devotional service, Prabhupada means, practical devotional service is Vaidhi Bhakti or devotional service in the stage of practice. Generally, people in their conditioned life engage in the pleasure of society, friendship, and love. This so-called love is lust, not love. But people are satisfied with such a false understanding of love. Vidyapati, a great and learned poet of Mithila, has said that the pleasure derived from friendship, society, and family life in the material world is like a drop of water. But our hearts desire pleasure like an ocean. Thus the heart is compared to a desert of material existence that requires the water of an ocean of pleasure to satisfy its dryness. If there is a drop of water in the desert, one may indeed say that it is water, but such a minute quantity of water has no value. Similarly, in this material world, no one is satisfied in the dealings of society, friendship, and love. Therefore, if one wants to derive real pleasure within his heart, he must seek the lotus feet of Govinda. In this verse, Rupa Goswami indicates that if one wants to be satisfied in the pleasure of society, friendship, and love, he need not seek shelter at the lotus feet of Govinda. For if one takes shelter under his lotus feet, he will forget that minute, means small, quantity of so-called pleasure. One who is not satisfied with that so-called pleasure may seek the lotus feet of Govinda, who stands on the shore of the Yamuna at Kirshitirtha or Kirshigat in Vrindavan and attracts all the gopis to his transcendental loving service. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Kauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashtyade Shatayine Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadada Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Smeram Vangitraya Parichitam Shachi Vishter Matrishtim Vangsi Nyastarara Kishalayam Ujvalam Chandrakena Govindakyam Haritanomita Keli Tito Pakante Ma Prakshitas Tavayadi Sakabandhu Sange Stiranga. We still search for the right melody. My dear friend, if you are indeed attached to worldly friends. Oh, I must first introduce you. This is the poetry of Rupa Goswami. He says, he describes something we should deeply inspire for in negative ways. He says, don't do it. He speaks in a way like we do to children or unsurrendered devotees. Please do never go to India. And then, oh yes, I will go to India. So he's, the idea is really to motivate us to go in the right direction. My dear friend, if you are indeed attached to your worldly friends, do not look at the smiling face of Lord Govinda as he stands on the bank of the Yamuna at Keshi Ghat. This is dangerous. Casting sidelong glances, he places his flute to his lips, which seem like newly blossomed twigs. His transcendental body, bending in three places, appears very bright in the moonlight. Hare Krishna. I have a photo of this scene where Lord Govinda is standing at the banks of the Keshi Ghat, and it's dark. It's a full moon night, and he smiles very attractively and places his flute to his lotus lip. This verse is a verse which introduces us to one of the main points of Krishna consciousness, which we have discussed yesterday, increasing our attraction or attachment to Lord Krishna. The living entity is described in many places as being Tatastha Shakti. That means it can go to the material side, it can also go to the spiritual side. What this means in our in today's discussion is that you can go to material pleasure or spiritual pleasure. It is up to the freedom of decision, which is given to us as a Svadhina Ratna, that means a jewel of free choice. In the Padma Purana, we find a very nice shloka, Ramante Yogino Nante Satyananda Chitatmani Iti Rama Padinaso Param Brahma Vidyate. This shloka describes the absolute truth as being full of Rama, means pleasure. The translation reads, the mystics, these are yogis and people like us, derive unlimited transcendental pleasures from the absolute truth, and therefore the supreme absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, is also known as Rama. We have a devotee whose name is Ramananda, he who takes pleasure in the absolute truth, Sri Krishna. Yes, Rama. Now, this freedom of choice is not always possible. Once I received a very nice letter from one devotee who said, I don't feel really free in my choice. I don't have that internal freedom. I feel more pushed in one direction than I'm, and I don't feel that I can be so free. How of you can sympathize with this? I can sympathize. We know certain things and believe in certain things, Bhakti Philip, but still we can't act on that platform. Don't we know this, Kishore? This is, sometimes we feel, oh, I know what is right, but I seem to lack the strength to act according to this. And this is the description of an unfree person. There is something which keeps him from doing what he really likes to do. Like, for instance, a prisoner. He would like to jump around in the nature, climb on trees, eat apples, and whatever is nice to do. But he is kept by the prison bars, die Gefängnisstäbe, in a situation which is not to his liking. And this is exactly what we also are confronting in our lives. We want to do certain things. We want to act in Krishna consciousness. But there seem to be some influence in our lives which keeps us on a level which we don't really like to perform. We would like to be more spiritually minded. So, when can you ever become free? Listen very carefully to this. Daya Goranga, you're ready? Good. Only when our heart is clean and purified, then can we be conquered by the power of Krishna's love. And we can also, at that moment, attract Lord Krishna by our devotional service. This Krishna consciousness movement aims to make conditioned souls into servants of the Lord. And the whole process, how this is done, is cleansing the heart. I remember a public program which Srila Prabhupada gave in Bad Homburg. Maybe Adi Shesh was present at this, at the programs of Srila Prabhupada? Not yet. Adi Shesh was waiting at that time. There was a public program, and we had just chanted, and one German man raised an objection, like they always do when they... he said, this is self-hypnosis. At that time, that was a very common objection in Germany to the chanting of the Hare Krishna. Preachers remember this, self-hypnosis. This objection would come one time a week, and I was very interested how will Prabhupada deal with this, because so often it comes, came. Now it's different. People in Germany have understood something about yoga and mantras, and they understand a little bit more about it. It was even in TV, something about mantras. Shishirala Madan Mohan Ki Jai. But at that time, when devotees were sitting and repeating the Hare Krishna mantra, people thought they go into a self-hypnosis. That was the... everyone thought like this. And Prabhupada, he became very... actually, he became intense, I noticed. We did not like that the chanting of the holy name was described in derogatory terms, means trying to pull it down. Prabhupada said, no, this is not, this is self-purification. And with this simple answer, Srila Prabhupada had really highlighted a very important point in Krishna consciousness, self-purification. This is some. You can only perform free and happy in your life with self-purification. And we have a guru in the Karuna Bhavan who's extremely powerful. It's our chimney, chimney Schornstein. Just a few days ago, whenever Gaurahari would put some fire there, the chimney would just smoke, and we would feel as if he had thrown a smoke bomb into Karuna Bhavan. And he asked, what are you doing, Gaurahari? You want to kill us? It was really intense, the smoke. And then Gaurahari had a Ishta Gosti with Bhakta Alex, what to do. And they understood there must have been some how is the English word? Soot, is it called soot? Soot, it's called soot. This crystallized smoke, which is black. Huh? And then they worked very hard on it, and they apparently removed the dirt, and then the fire was burning very happily. When this morning I thought about this, we have so much soot, Ruß in Deutsch, soot in our soot. So, what is a Croatian word for soot, please? What? Yeah, it sounds correct, yes. We have so much of this, yes. Whatever it is, I can't say it. It's soot, huh? Or Ruß in our heart from so much material activities. I mean, the fire of lust was burning so strong for so many years, or the fire of material desires, and it made a lot of soot in our channels, so to say. And now we want to have the fire of love burning very nicely. We need to, before we can do this, invite this fire in our heart, we have to clean the chimneys quite good, do some purification. The purification, or to decide for purification, is really a matter of deciding for a direction in your life. And I personally find in my spiritual life that this looking for the right direction is something which you must always do, not just one time when you join the movement, or not just another time when you get initiated, or not just another time when you perform the sanskara of the Vivaha Yakya, where, in other words, not just at these crossing times of your life you must look for the right direction, but it's good if you always go for the right direction in periods. Bhaktivinoda Thakur suggests to us that we make an inventory at each Ekadasi, that's every 14 days, to see, have we gone into the right direction for the last 2 weeks, and then to plan what will be our next steps in the direction of the kingdom of God. Purification, if you want to do an active act of purification in your life, it always means to use your independence, which you have as a Tathasta Shakti, to direct it towards Lord Krishna. Some of you are reading the Sharanagati webpage, and I want to encourage many of you to please read it, because yes, everyone who writes something wants to be read, I guess. also, it's the best way to, or easy way to stay in contact. There I have written this little article called The Cure of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You remember, Dr. Jekyll was a very nice person in the Victorian times, but he realized one day that he was living in a lie. He behaved very cultured, he was dressed very nicely, but really in his heart there were so many material desires. really ugly desire. So he developed a serum. Serum means like a medicine in his laboratory, which helped him to live his other side, but he didn't want to live it as Dr. Jekyll, because that was not acceptable in his terms. So he took a serum which transformed him and totally got his lower side out. He even had a bodily transformation and became one Mr. Hyde. It's a Hyde sounds almost like a hideous monster. He once on a street corner, Mr. Hyde did something very terrible to a young little girl, almost killed her, was beating her, and so on. So from this theme, which has been dealt with by this mundane author, we have gone into, I think we all know this, we have become enlightened in the Western world, that we also feel there are two sides in me struggling. And this is a theme which has been philosophically dealt very much in our Shastra. We have two sides in us who strive for the dominance, and we must see how that our lives is always going the right direction, because there's always something and someone in us, as long as we are conditioned souls, which wants to pull us in the material direction. Our material attachments, our conditioned side, so to say. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has written a very beautiful purport on this, which I want to read to you, which will give you strength and also an understanding how to deal with these two sides. He said, when devotees begin prosecuting devotional service in accordance with the instructions of a bona fide spiritual master, they engage their ears and other senses in pure devotion by hearing of the Lord, chanting His glories, remembering Him, offering obeisances to Him, giving Him personal attendance, and so forth. Thus the devotees make the Lord transcendental qualities the objects of their senses, as stated by the Lord Himself, Nirguno mat apashraya. In this way, the devotees' bodies transcend the material modes. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has now analyzed a conditioned soul who has these two sides in him, comes to the association of devotees and then begins to give his life a certain direction. That is, he or she engages his service in spiritual activities, chanting, remembering, offering obeisances, and so on. And in this way, the devotee experiences how he transcends the material modes. By this engagement, all of a sudden, something happens. The switch clicks. From a conditioned soul, he becomes a soul who is acting on the spiritual platform. He may still have material attachments in his heart, but he is acting there. So now the Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur continues. Yet sometimes the devotees may take as their sense objects mundane sounds and so on, and that is material. You may sometimes put on the old Led Zeppelin CD, Communication Breakdown. It's always the same. And your mind gets flooded by material sound vibration. In this way, your senses are engaged in mundane sound objects. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur then says, thus a devotee's body can have two aspects, transcendental and material. How is this? It is according to how you engage your senses. Your body has two aspects, transcendental and material. according to one's level of devotional service, to that degree the transcendental aspects of one's body become prominent and the material aspects diminish. This transformation is described in the following verse from the Bhagavatam. And then he gives a very interesting verse which Jiva Goswami has highlighted as one of the key verses of the Bhagavatam. The verse says, Bhakti parishanubhavo viraktir anyatra shaisha trikaeka kala prapatyamanasya yatashnatasyos tushti pushti kshut apayo nugasam. Devotion, direct experience of the Supreme Lord, and detachment from other things, these three occur simultaneously for one who has taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You get devotion, direct experience of the Lord, and detachment. And then he gives an the Bhagavatam gives us an example. Thus, in the same way, pleasure, nourishment, and relief from hunger come simultaneously and increasingly with each bite for a person engaged in eating. Just like when you eat healthy, nice prasadam, which is cooked in good consciousness, you get pleasure, ooh, so nice, and you feel, oh, finally my hunger is going down, and then you feel at the time where you are satiated, thank you, I do not need more, it's sufficient, thank you very much. So in the same way, you get first some devotion to Krishna, some direct experience of the Lord, and detachment. When one achieves totally pure love of God, the material portions of the body disappear and the body becomes completely spiritual. This is, I think I was reading to you the purport. This is a purport of Srila Bhakti, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, to a verse in the 10th canto, where the gopis have been described who were remembering Krishna so much that their bodies were totally spiritualized. These were the gopis who met Lord Krishna the first time. So, my dear devotees, it's really important for us to take the essence from this verse, is to understand that there are certain activities, the activities of devotional service, which will be able to bring you out of the Mr. Hyde level of consciousness and bring you to your pure spiritual level of being a happy Krishna conscious devotee. It's really a matter of engagement. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur later tells us, it's not just that the body must be engaged, the mind must be engaged as well. The king of the senses. So Jayadev is struggling a little, he has not oxygen, we have understood you. We will open the window for the devotees who get tired. So this engagement of the senses in Krishna's service is such a thing which is very important for devotees to understand. See, in this yatra, where most of us come from, we have all suffered a little breakdown of Shraddha because of our previous Krishna conscious leadership, which did a very nice service for so many years, and then it changed totally the direction, and we felt a little, ooh, this is very surprising and unexpected, and so on. So I think it is very much important for the devotees here to go back to the level where they engage their senses and their minds fully in Krishna consciousness. The time is past. We have to get on our heels. We have to go back home, back to Godhead. It's very important. Our mission in life should never suffer for whatever reason it does, and we should understand Krishna consciousness scientifically. We should try to understand how will it work for us, how will it work that a conditioned soul can come to the spiritual level. And it's really, you have to switch the switch. In Karuna Bhavan, I have a switch for the chimney. One says zu and another says auf direction. There are two directions. And it's a very important switch. So in your heart, there's also a switch. You should put it on auf, on open for Krishna. That means engaging in Krishna's service with your body and your mind. You should just not allow that the impurities of material life, the smoke of life, just builds this dangerous source so that your whole brain smokes and your whole life smokes like a chimney which is cloaked or verstopft. Yes. Now the way to do this is obviously, as we hear, to engage our body and senses. And I will, before I notice on Monday morning to talk, we shouldn't talk too much philosophy. I will soon talk a lila, don't worry. So that it's easier to follow when one is tired. There is a very nice example of how to engage ourselves, our senses and also our mind in Krishna consciousness. And those of you who take notes, I would like to direct you to the life of Ambarish Maharaj. His example is given in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, text 61. Prabhupada quotes a passage from the Bhagavatam. And here is the life of Ambarish Maharaj is described. And I really think it's very, very exemplary. Ambarish Maharaj was a king, and was so busy. He was the king of Mathura, I found out. And he was constantly having to perform the duties of a king. At the same time, he knew my purpose in life is to be transcendentally situated. And he found enough time for the following list of activities. This is a very good do list. Savai mana Krishna. Hare Krishna. Oh, a little deeper. Savai mana Krishna padaravindayor vachansi vaikunta guna nuvanane karo hare mandira majanadishu shutim chakara chuta sat katodaye. King Ambarish fixed his mind on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. He engaged his words in describing the abode of the Lord, his hands in cleansing the temple of the Lord, his ears in hearing the pastimes of the Lord, his eyes in seeing the form of the Lord, his body in touching the body of the devotees, his nostrils, that means he just kept association with devotees, and then that is devotee sangha. His nostrils in smelling the flavor of the flowers offered to the lotus feet of the Lord, his tongue in tasting the tulasi leaves offered to him, his legs in traveling to the holy place where his temple is situated, his head in offering obeisances of the Lord, and his desires in fulfilling the desires of the Lord. And all these qualifications, and then it says dot, 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 dot. I mean, he did many more things, but you will, most probably it's too much in the morning to remember all of this. More than 7 points the human brain cannot remember at once. And all these qualifications made him fit to become a Matpara devotee of the Lord, means a transcendental devotee. So I want to suggest to all of you to become a little bit more aware of this in your lives, to find out what are the rules and regulations given to us on the platform of Vaidhi Bhakti, so that you can engage your senses properly in Krishna's service. And this simple activity of engaging your senses properly in Krishna's service will be very, very helpful to awaken your spiritual self and your love for Krishna. Yesterday one devotee came to me and observed the devotees of this zone. They said, well, they are very extraordinary devotees here. They go to serve prasadam, but they have not washed their hands when they have finished their meals. This is very unusual. We in our places, we know we must wash our hands before we touch the sacred prasadam. And the devotee said also other points in mind, and I said, I know the Deep Pappenheimer. Their faith has been shattered a little while ago, and it's no longer modern here to follow the rules and regulations. But if you don't do this, you will see your spirituality will never awaken. Rules and regulations are important so that our bhava, our true spiritual emotions, will come out and we will be nice. It's also about chanting our rounds. So many of you know that chanting rounds is important, but your lifestyle is such that you go late to bed, like me. I have to preach so much, and then you can't raise early in the morning and finish your rounds in the Brahma Muhurta hours. How will you ever go back to Godhead if you can't apply the simple purificatory processes? Yes. It's really this preaching is such a sacrifice. For instance, I suffer now sitting here, and I was not waking up early because I was going to bed at between 12 and 1 o'clock yesterday night, and I'm a little exhausted. But believe me, when I'm in my normal life, I'm rising up. Festivals for me is a little unnormal. And so, I mean, unnormal in the sense it's not every day a festival. It's wonderful, but you know, you can't do this every day. Just go to bed at 3 o'clock. This is not our style, really. So please, my dear devotees, understand, you are in a therapy. If you want to go back to Godhead, you have to undergo the therapeutical operations. You have to know this art of engaging your senses according to superior directions in the service of Krishna. And in this way, come to the spiritual level. Yes. For some of you, it might be helpful if you can't find this style in Germany or Serbia to sometimes go to projects like Radha Desh. There is a very nice morning program, or that is where I came from, or the Hungarian farm. I know His Holiness Sivaram Maharaj very nicely. There is a very good morning program, I suppose, Tripanga. Yes, very full and satisfying for the Serbian devotees can come there as guests and just learn this style. And soon we will open a temple in Zagreb and do this here. Do this in Zagreb also. It's very important if you wish that your life comes on the spiritual platform. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says you must decide the direction of your engagement of the mind and the senses. And believe me, although this is such a super simple point, many of the Hare Krishnas cannot apply it. I can see it also even amongst older devotees. It's amazing. They go in a situation in their life, then they have to do with management, and they overload them minds with the problems of others, and whoop, their shraddha and faith suffers, and they go on they feel very distracted from the pure goals of Krishna consciousness. And so, yes, You must change the direction. You must choose the direction of your life. And not just one time or two times, but several times. Hare Krishna. Yes, I'm almost at the end. So, the whole process of Krishna consciousness is really based on one simple principle. The principle is to evoke what is already eternally in our heart. That is the Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kavunoi, the love for Lord Krishna. It's already in the heart. And now we must awaken it and do it in a scientific process. Each one of you, I want to request you, when you leave the project and you have some time to think clearly, and the nice festival and the mood will certainly carry you for a long time, or at least for some time, please make a plan in your life how you can change the direction of your life to Krishna. This, you need to plan this. You need to sit down maybe with your devotee friends and discuss it from all angles of vision. You need to make a little reform in your life. You may have to look at your association, at your activities and so on. This will really help you to use the power of the festival. Especially also those who have taken the sacred initiation should think about this more carefully. Change the direction of your life. Don't be a victim of the circumstances, but use your freedom of choice to go to the right direction. This will help you very, very much. Very, very much. Dang. This was the end of Radha Kripa's tape and the end of the lecture. Are there any questions regarding this? Syama Chandra.
I think it's connected to the lecture. I have a question to the stage of Pachana Kriya. There are different steps, different obstacles maybe, who come there. And I want to know if they come once, and
you somehow go through it, will it come again? Or Do the obstacles which come on our devotional service in the stage of Bhajana Kriya come once, or do they come again? So now I see my audience is tired. Now I will tell you them. Well, once there was an old woman. The old woman had gone to the field and harvested some carrots. And she walked home. She wanted to make a carrot sabji for her Gopal. Then she came through an area where she knew there was a bhoot. Bhoot means ghost. So the bhoot was taking the form of a very skinny man, like Bhakta Norbert. And he came, "Give me your carrots! Give me your carrots!" The old wife knew when there are ghosts, what you have to do, this is now really we talk, we are now in Bengal, huh? You have to change your zari the other side around. This is what brings the ghosts away. If ever ghosts come, take your zari and change it the other way side around, and the ghosts will have to run away. There is no other chance for them. What? What do we do? We chant Hare Krishna. It's better also than to change the zari around, by the way. But we are now in Bengal. Huh? The story is in Bengal. Let us tell it like it is done in Bengal. So then, do you see what stories do? Immediately, it takes you from one side of your brain to the other, and immediately you feel relieved, and you think, somehow I can survive this lecture to the end. It will be possible. It's preaching, you know, you need know to need the art. It's like a brain surgery sometimes. you need to know the brain waves of your audience. So then, after she had changed her sari around, the ghost went away, and he continued on. Then all of a sudden, she saw a terrible monster. So it was all black. Ooh! Give me all your carrots, please. So the old lady said, now I will take Ram Nam. Rama 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 Rama. She said, that's a mantra which in Bengal is chanted against ghosts. And the ghost fled away. And then she went, and the sun was setting. As the sun was setting, a terrible skeleton came running to her. Give me all your carrots! And then she thought, this is too much. I will take my deity name. Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala Gopala Nandala. And then the ghost also disappeared. So then she made her carrot sabji. So at that time, she saw the three ghosts before her house. The skinny man, the monster, and the skeleton. And they all demanded, give me some carrot sabji, please. We need it. She said, wait behind the fence. And then she offered her carrot sabji to her Gopal. And then she made a spoon very hot. Chanted the Ram Nam on it, Ram, 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 and went behind the to the fence where the three ghosts were like this, having their arms out of the fence. And she put the Ram Nam on their hands, and they, this is too hot, Mama, we will go now. And the stage, and they went away. The story may be a little, it's totally a folk story, I admit, like it's told between grandmother and grandchild in Bengal. It makes a very simple point. The ghosts of the past, Dayal Gauranga, will unfortunately come many times. They come until in your spiritual life you have reached a level of Krishna consciousness which is where you are either on Nishta, then some ghosts go away of the past. When you are on, we have it all behind me. Nishta Ashakti, I believe. No, Ruchi. When you have real taste, other ghosts go away of the past. And when you have finally Bhava, many of the ghosts go away. But there will be ghosts who come again and again until you are on just before Bhava. And that is why it is so important that also older devotees always change, put the right direction in their life. You have to be very honest with yourself in order to practice Krishna consciousness. You have to constantly see, how is my life going? How do I feel? And when you feel frustrated, this is nothing tragic. It is to be expected. Don't become frustrated when you feel frustrated. You, Anandini laughs at me. No, it's so simple. Just don't become frustrated when you feel frustrated. It's, you can see, yes, I'm on, in the process. Obviously, I need to change my direction now in life and do something spiritual, and then the frustration will go. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Maritza?
Maybe you just answered it, but I would like to know anyway, to be sure. Many times you speak about weeding the heart from different bad qualities. But, I don't know exactly how to do it.
Yes, many times you speak about weeding the heart from the weeds. But I don't really know how to do it, because I'm not a gardener. A devotee has to become a gardener of the heart, and the first thing which you learn in gardening, I learned gardening also, is at least what I learned in gardening was to recognize the different plants. Like I was gardening, I was a rose specialist, I remember. I would have an announcement in the Hamburg newspapers. A young, talented, extremely talented gardener transforms your garden into a paradise. And then I would call this number, you will not be in a satisfaction guaranteed, I wrote. And then they called me, and I went as a young boy who needed some Lakshmi to drive here and there. Then I went there, and I remembered I didn't know anything really about gardening. But I had to take some lessons and from a specialist gardener. And he said, I told him, I see my dilemma is like this. I put this advertisement all over town, but I don't know anything about gardening. You please tell me the essential principles in a few sentences, because I really have a lot to do. I can't really study for long this subject. And then the gardener was very friendly to our family, and he knew I was a little not so systematic in my approach to life. He said, well, the first thing is you need to know what is a rose and what is a weed. Yes, please teach me. And he told me. And then there are other Rosenhäuften. Adishesh is a trained and an experienced gardener. We can ask Adishesh Prabhu. And then I did it. And it was it worked. It was not so complicated. So if you know what is the right plant and what is the wrong plant, then you take it out. So Prabhupada, he uses this point in one purport of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said, a very tricky point, only a very sincere devotee will be able to distinguish what is a weed and what is a rose. Sometimes we take care of our weeds and we think this is good. There is one devotee, I will not tell you his name, who has made a fundamental criticism of our society, which I think is very noteworthy, it's very nice to think about. He says, I know exactly some of the devotees are only in ISKCON because of the positions which they have. It gives them some satisfaction you and your office, and you can do something and have some influence. So he said, some of the devotees, even older devotees, he mentioned to me. It was a private discussion, so I will not give it the names, obviously. Are only there because of positions which they have in life. And I think it's very true. We have a certain position, and then we go in this position. Even our level of devotees, we are not very important. you know, some Sankirtan leader or husband or wife or mother of children. We in life, we always get a certain position. It happens. Member of the society and so on. It gives us some security, social stability, something like this. So he observed they are not there because they have the burning desire to reach Krishna. And of course, when you have a society like this, it's the International Society for Position Consciousness or Stations in Life Consciousness. It doesn't have that vibrant, spiritual, ecstatic thing there. As a kirtan leader, I know when you have a festival of devotees and you have the first kirtan, all the devotees, I don't know if we have many kirtan leaders here, I suppose. You know, as a kirtan leader, you have to somehow break through the resistance or through the material consciousness and get everyone on the spiritual level. And I always pray so much. The first kirtan, oh, everyone is so stiff in their own little worlds, and you have to wave them, come to the altar, you are glorifying Krishna, don't stand in the back, this is a glorification of what we do, and so on. And then after some time, as the festival picks up, the devotees come out of their positions and become ecstatic. I can always see this. This always happens in each festival or preaching endeavor. We sometimes have preaching weeks. And in the beginning, everyone is so stiff in their positions and in their normal thoughts and so on. And only after some time, boom, you have the festival power has taken them out. So we must be very careful that this, what this devotee has criticized, does not happen to us. That we will get stuck in some material position and Krishna consciousness becomes a religion for us, something which we add to our normal life. This is very important. Yeah. Shishtikata. Yes, yes. No, no, Shishtikada wants to save my lecture. Thank you very much. Yes, Shishtikada has made a point when I said we are not very important. It sounds as if the devotees who are position holders are the important devotees. No, I wanted to say this in an ironic sense. We don't hold an important position. Devotees cannot be measured according to the positions. Krishna sees their devotion, really. And someone may hold a big position, but if he's only there because of a position, obviously he has missed the point of Krishna consciousness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting criticism, isn't it? It makes a lot of sense. And it happens to all of us. And we should not now think, oh, yeah, finally someone has said something about some leaders. No, no. It's a human tendency which is certainly in all of us. Mm-hmm. Yes.
One phase in our life, spiritual life, we have to face with the border.
Which may have been from a past life, yeah. Yes.
And then I was thinking actually how, and then you said, I understood like together with Krishna we can cross this, like it starts changing.
Yeah.
Like that's the point. And then I was thinking, that means we have to recognize and then we have to will
to change. But then I was thinking, when some borders are not so...
So clear and obvious, not so big.
Some big, then somehow you can cross. But these borders, which are maybe we are carrying from previous lifetimes, which are stuck in God, they are so subtle that although on conscious level we can make endeavor, subtly I noticed something which once Bhaktivedanta Maharaj told me. Actually, you don't want. All the time you are acting like you want, but subtly you don't want, and that is the reason that you cannot cross the border.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is actually how to make that shift.
That you...
Is that really in the in some unconscious part of your being? How?
Yes. Thank you very much, Shyama Priya. You work very hard to formulate a difficult question that we may see here is our border, but do we really want to cross it? And how can we make that shift that we say, I will cross it now? Krishna, yes, this is a very good question. I personally believe you need the mercy of Lord Krishna for this. There are many examples of this happens by the mercy of Krishna. This tremendous strength which is required to change our conditioned nature cannot happen just by some psychological awareness. I know there are so many programs for self-improvement now in the world. You might have heard of this and that, and then do this, and even in ISKCON we have Bhaktivedanta Maharaj who explains many of these subtle points and what to do and so on, because it is required to think about this. But the ultimate step from a conditioned to a devotee to a spiritually enthused devotee is only possible with the help of Krishna. Everyone knows this. And you have to pray for the mercy of Lord Krishna to do that. It's very important. Prabhupada said in his prayers to Krishna, once he said to a devotee, please pray to Krishna to save me. And this devotee was a god-brother of mine, Shivananda. You know, imagine, he came into Prabhupada's room and Prabhupada asked him, please pray to Krishna, that Krishna is merciful to me. But Shivananda just didn't know what to say. He finally could answer, Prabhupada, I don't think it will work. You know, because he just didn't know what to say. But how will it? And then Prabhupada said, yes, it will work. You are a devotee. So Krishna will help you. And sometimes Krishna may seem far away for us. Then we... then and always we must serve Krishna's devotee. So when we serve Krishna's devotee, Krishna gets a very, very warm spot in his heart for us. And he gives us certainly his mercy so that we can cross over the difficulties. This is a very, very good chance we have to serve. When we serve Krishna's devotees, then we usually get all the good things in our life. Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. That is because that is a very wonderful process. So Hare Krishna, I will now, thank you very much. I will now end this. I hope I have said something correctly. The main point of the lecture was really our freedom of choice, which is there at every moment, so that we can decide which way to go in our lives. And I was quoting you from the Bhagavatam, a list of things to do which Ambarish Maharaj did. If you want to read it directly in the Bhagavatam, please read 9. Let me see where is this from. 9th canto, chapter 4, text 18 to 20. These are 1 to 3 verses where a beautiful do list of Ambarish Maharaja is given for us to follow. And yes, I want to wish you a very, very enlivened future now in your future year. And I hope next year we will be able to meet and dance together and advance together. it is clear to all of us who have helped in this festival that Lord Nityananda gave a lot of mercy and also some purifications to all of us. So it's a very nice. I also want to really thank again Shishtikata and Gaura Bhavani. We came in a little difficult situation in the festival. We first wanted to do it in Croatia. Then the place where we had fixed our attention could not accommodate us because it was just getting sold.
Offer the solution to have the strength to face the obstacles, pray to Krishna to remove this obstacle, and not pointing out fingers to others.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you said that it's very difficult to actually recognize. The first step is to recognize the obstacle.
Yeah.
So I'm interested because in some way it will lead us to the thinking that anyway it's his obstacle, let him do whatever is needed to handle this obstacle. So my question is, how can we as a society of devotees try to improve in helping each other first to recognize the obstacles and then handling? Because experience is that many of us, most of us are not able to recognize properly the obstacles and what to say of hand also opening up, and because then the question is what is actually the role of our society if we are somehow directed to handle each of us our obstacles themselves alone. Mm-hmm. What we as a society can do to this process go smoothly like that, be guided in this process.
What the society has can do is limited, but there are some the very nice, interesting new strand in ISKCON, a new movement.